Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life.
I'm Nathan Owens, your host for this episode of Lighthouse Conversations, and I am glad that you have tuned in for this episode. I have in the studio with me two guests from Canada, Mr. Allen and Mrs. Flory McGuirl. They are co-founders of Galcom International and here to share some more about how God has worked through that ministry down through the years. Before we get to that, what are you all doing in Antigua, and how long are you here for?
We are here for 2 weeks. The first week, we came with a team of 10 people, 12 people, actually, to do a VBS program and evangelistic services in the evenings. And then this second week, we have been distributing tracts and also having some other evening services.
Thank you for your ministry here in Antigua, and welcome to the studios of the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse.
Thank you, Nathan.
Great to be here, Nathan.
Now, tell me about Galcom International. Until just a couple of days ago, I'd never heard of Galcom. So,
oh, my goodness.
Introduce me. How did it get started? And maybe a little bit of history, and what is your purpose?
Well, over the years, we have been putting in Christian radio stations, Galcom, all over the world. And we did quite a number of stations in different countries around the world in places. But then we had people requesting we need to have a little solar radio, a little audio Bible radio. We don't want to hear the program. We have no radios, no help. And we began to design and build a little solar radio. We built that.
And then, back in the beginning, Alan had taken a trip. We were with another ministry at the time. He had taken a trip to Kenya. He was in the capital city of Nairobi, realized that there were some really good Christian radio stations in the capital city. But as he traveled to the outlying areas, people didn't have any electricity and, of course, no money for batteries. And that's when the Lord gave him the idea that he needed to build a solar-powered, fixed-tuned radio, fixed-tuned to the Christian radio station. So when he came home, he got a transistor radio off the shelf and turned it into a solar-powered, fixed-tuned radio.
Okay.
And we went to our mission, and they were in Canada quite happy to use that equipment. But the other centers around the world didn't think that was their calling. So Alan put his radio on the shelf and looked at it and looked at it and said, Lord, what do you want us to do with this? Now, a little while later, a man and his wife, who had gone to Israel to work in tent-making ministry. They set up an electronics factory. He was also a pastor. And they wanted to employ Jews and Arabs side by side, along with Christians, in order to build up a Christian fellowship there. Ken Crowell and Marjorie, his wife, they worked at that ministry, and one day the Lord said to Ken, I want you to design a fixed-tuned radio. And he said, but Lord, I don't know anything about radio. And when the idea persisted, he got several of his engineers to design a fixed-tuned radio. They presented him with the design. He opened the folder, looked at the schematics, checked it all out, closed the folder, didn't have any idea what to do with it, and put it in the bottom drawer of his filing cabinet. A few months later, he was traveling to Tampa, Florida for a tent makers conference. In fact, I believe he was one of the speakers at that conference. And while he was there, he ended up sitting across the table at supper time from a man named Harold Kent. Harold and Joanne were in business. And as Harold talked to Kent, he said, "I understand that you are an engineer and that you have a factory in Israel, in Tiberias." And Ken said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Ken, what do you know about fixed-tuned radios?" Ken, in shock, asked, "Why are you asking that?" And Harold said, "Well, the Lord has told me to place fixed-tuned radios all over the world. I have seen in a vision lights coming on all over the globe of people listening to the gospel on radio." And he said, "You have a factory. Could you manufacture fixed-tuned radios?" Ken said, "You won't believe this, but God told me to design a fixed-tuned radio, and I haven't known what to do with the design." Well, Harold, the businessman, was quick to say, "Well, I have the funds. You have the space and the technology. I'll provide the money. You build the fixed-tuned radios." And Ken said, "That would be great, but then what do we do with them?" And he said, "You won't believe this either, but on the flight over here from Tel Aviv, in the pocket in front of me was a pamphlet. And in that pamphlet was the story of some guy up in Canada who is a missionary who has already made a solar-powered fixed-tuned radio. We need to get in touch with him." And of course, that was Alan McGorrell.
Isn't God's timing and God's leading amazing? All across the globe for one particular aspect of spreading the gospel.
Three different couples in three different countries, never knew each other.
Amen.
That was in 1988.
And they've been like this together, just brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
A husband and wives.
So in 1989,
yeah.
The three men got together, discussed what it would be like to work together to form a new ministry. And then Alan and I traveled to Tiberias to see the factory, to talk with Noah, their foreman in the factory, and to lay out the bare bones of how we were going to do this.
And that's how Galcom International was born.
That's right. On August 15th, 1989, we started in our dining room.
So if you were to sum up your purpose in a sentence or two, what would you say your purpose is at Galcom International?
We're the link that connects from the transmitter to the listener with the solar radios. And being solar, because a lot of people don't have electricity, don't have money to keep it or things, and the radio work on solar. So it stores up its own power. It'll work probably for a day or two without being recharged.
Okay.
And it's just an all-purpose unit that's been rugged and very effective.
So since 1989, I'm sure there have been many radios. Do you have any idea how many solar radios have been distributed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're up to, I believe it's... 1 million.
One and a half million
radios, and moving towards 2 million.
And plus, we've also made the over a million audio Bibles.
Audio Bibles as well.
Okay.
And so, we're into, there's 196 countries, and we're now into about 167,
I think it is now.
67. Countries.
Wow.
We have radios in all those countries. So we only have about, well, like up 196.
About 30 to go.
30 to go.
Amen.
And our motto is to provide durable technical equipment for communicating the gospel.
Okay.
So we not only make the radios, which was the first thing we made, then we made the audio Bible, and then now we have both the radio and the audio Bible in one unit.
Okay. Now I see.
And we've also built radio stations to help out.
Okay. All right. How many radio stations have you been able to assist with?
Oh, I've lost count.
I believe it's over 200 now. Wow. Yeah. Christian radio stations or repeater stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we've answered their questions. They're stuck on something. We've had all kinds of problems, and we document how to cure that situation so we can come back with answers that will. They're woohoo!
Well, you may very well hear from me in the future when we have a technical issue I can't figure out.
We have some top guys that do. I'm just a piece of clay myself. Yeah.
Well, we are all honored to be used of God in His way.
And we have a book called Waves of Hope. It tells the story of not what we've done, what the Lord has done.
Amen. Amen. Now, I see that you have one of your solar radios here on the desk in front of us. Talk me through a little bit what all is on it. Is it just a solar radio?
This one here is the new model, the Compass model. It's a fixed-tuned radio, and it's fixed-tuned to the Lighthouse radio station, this particular one. It also has the whole Bible in it. So you can listen just to the Bible, or you can listen to the radio station. And it's the audio Bible is made so that you can navigate through it. You can bookmark where you left off. You can skip from one section to another so you can navigate through it easily.
Well, have J. Vernon McGee we could put on if you want our other programs.
I want to talk a little bit about the organization as a whole. The name GALCOM, how did you come up with that? Does it have a meaning behind it?
Well, GAL is like Galilee, means a wave, only wave of communication. COM is communication.
A wave of communication.
Yeah, so GALCOM.
Very simple.
And with that name, because it sounds like a technical name, we haven't been in any way targeted by any groups as being specifically Christian or religious.
Right, right. So it opens up doors for you to be able to get radios into countries that maybe would be opposed or slightly opposed to the gospel or asking questions.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Amen.
And so we make these radios in AM, shortwave, FM.
How is your organization financed?
On our knees. Simply by prayer and what people give and churches. Churches are excited to see what they're doing, and every year they have a drive for Christmas up, and they'll raise money for so many radios and stuff. And we've had foundations come along and help out. We've had individuals who want to be part of this program and give.
Amen.
And in the beginning, we mentioned that Harold Kent and his wife, Joanne,
they're still sending money.
They were providing 100% of the funding in the very beginning.
Wow.
Now they still contributed largely to the ministry, but we have a lot of other people who have come on board because they believe in the ministry. They see what it has done.
So we'll not go into debt, but we pay as we go. We don't owe a person a cent.
Amen.
That's the way we operate.
For the listener who says, I'm interested, I just learned about GALCOM International for the first time, do you have a website?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's galcom.org.
Okay.
Very simple. You write it down. Yeah.
And if a listener was wanting to partner together and let's say sponsor 5 radios or 10 radios, how much approximately does a Compass radio, the Compass model, cost?
It costs about $35, which means you not only have a player, you have the speaker with it, plus you have all of the information of the Bible in it, and or we can put other things in it, like Charles Stanley uses a lot of the audio Bibles for the Bible and his messages. We can put J. Vernon McGee on it. For other ministries, we can load onto the audio Bible whatever it is that they want to broadcast, but we make sure that what we are loading on is absolutely foundationally scriptural.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for holding true to scripture. Now, you brought some of these down with you for distribution and they're being distributed in the prisons.
300.
300.
The first 300 into the country, and I hope to get 3,000 later.
Amen.
If people want to help donate these, if we have a place where these could be distributed.
Are they distributed in any other Caribbean islands that you're aware of?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. In a lot of the
islands. Thousands of them in Haiti, in the Dominican. We have almost every island country in the Caribbean has radios.
Radio. Okay.
Nobody ever told it about you. Now we hear about you. Oh, hey, look at that. Woo.
It is an honor to have in the studio with me Alan and Flory McWhirl. And they are co-founders of Galcom International, an organization that is providing technology in the form of solar radios in order to spread the gospel, but also assisting radio stations with being set up and
engineering that need to be fixed or having trouble. We can go in and do what has to be done.
Well, as a broadcast engineer, as a radio missionary, I want to say a very heartfelt thank you, because that technical help can be a lifesaver, and especially when you're faced with a situation you're not aware of, being able to reach out to fellow believers who are of a similar passion for sending out the gospel. So thank you for your passion.
It's been our privilege to serve so many. And we help with the installation of radio stations right from the very beginning. We have 10 basic steps for setting up low-powered broadcasting. So a country that's looking to install a radio station, they can work with us through those steps. If they need help beyond that, we can go into the whole area of helping them determine what kind of equipment they should be using. Of course, part of those steps is having licensing within their country, having the property for a location, having a place for a tower. So we go through all of those steps with them, and that may be all we help them with, or we may just help with providing equipment, or we may just go from A to Z and take it right from infancy to actually setting up a radio station.
If there's a listener that's on a neighboring Caribbean island that's listening to this interview and says, I'm aware of a community or people that would benefit from these radios, and I would be willing to serve as a spokesperson for heading this up in my community or on my island, the sponsoring of it, and also once they physically are shipped to the island to focus with the distribution. How can they get a hold of your organization?
They can get a hold of us at www.galcom.org. On that website, you'll have their contact information, email, telephone, whatever method of communication you want. And we have people there who will assist you in whatever direction you want to go.
Or they can contact you because you know how to reach us.
Yeah.
And now part of the family of complimenting one another. And sometimes we've been to help where they try to get a station going and they can't get the grounding going or shorting out or the tower is swaying like a lollipop. And how do I reinforce it? We can give advice and guidance and help in doing things like that too.
So if you contact the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, we can get you in touch with Galcom International.
We don't always have the answers, but we'll go after the answer if we have to get. Like we did a station up in Poland. We're into about 167 countries around the world. We went up into Poland, put a station in. And here we started to work on it. And then the military came and said, don't near that instead of an old station they were trying to resurrect. And it's got a bomb in the basement of it.
Oh, no.
I had to take it out, chase it out of there for about 4 days and call the military in to disconnect this bomb that could blow up. How about the exciting things? Another one was we were working in the States. Remember when they came with the guns?
In Colombia.
They sent about five guys up to shoot up these guys putting in these stations. Wow. And we talked about it. We got the stations up, but had to do a bit of talking. Well, we had a few. But you know, when God's in it, He's there to watch over us and to guide us.
Amen.
And if you've got spare time, pray for the many stations that are on the air where God is sending the word out and touching lives. Same as through this great station that we're at here. It's an exciting to see how God works.
What words of advice do you have for the listener who's discouraged today and is listening to the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse or maybe listening to the podcast of this interview? How would you encourage them in the Lord?
The Lord is always with you. If you are a believer, God is on your side. And with God, you have the majority. You may not see what God is doing in your life, but God is always at work. And trust in Him. Read His Word. And one of the most important things is to be thankful. When you start giving God praise and thanksgiving for what He's doing, then the Lord opens your eyes to more and more of what He is doing.
And pray each step of the way. Take it to the Lord. We're in the middle of the thing. We get stuck with grounding. You know what that's like. You can't get ground and stuff. It's so important. And God seems to come through and just give you the answers. Or a contact just happens to walk in. Oh, Fred, you're from this other station. We're having to do this, do this. And God is exciting to see how God has worked in different ways.
As it relates to Galcom International, now, I don't know for sure how many people are listening to this interview as we do it, but I'm sure there are thousands, tens of thousands. So we have tens of thousands of people that have the opportunity to say a quick prayer for Galcom International. What can we be praying for?
I think one of the local ones is the province of Quebec. Quebec has very few Christians in it. It's French speaking. We've been about 10 years trying to get licensing through the government, and they've been dragging their heels. And it's just spiritual warfare. But we're stubborn old Irish people, you know. We don't give up easy, and we're trusting God. But pray for the province of Quebec. That's the urgent thing. And then out of the country, would you say, Flo?
Well, there are a lot of radios right now being shipped into South Sudan.
Yeah.
That's a really hot spot. There are so many people there who are refugees from the civil war that's going on there. And we've been able to send in over 150,000 radios into that country. And God is working through that. God is enabling people to hear His word, to be encouraged and strengthened in their faith. And God is working in that country, but they're in desperate straits. They need the Lord's help. We see this in other places. Venezuela is another spot that is struggling, and we are now shipping radios into there. There's a new shortwave station just gone up on the border of Colombia and Venezuela, and they are broadcasting into that country. Thousands of people have come to faith in Christ through the crisis that they're facing there. But they need God's intervention and provision.
How about the parachutes in Colombia?
Well, yes, and in Colombia, we were asked by Russell Stendhal to provide him with 100,000 radios. This was in about the year 2000. So that's a few years back now. But he said there are over 1 million people involved in the civil war conflict that's been going on here for decades. He said if we could get 100,000 radios, that would give us one for approximately every 10 that are involved in this conflict. And we believe if we can do that, that God will change this country. He already had a number of radio stations set up broadcasting the gospel. Most of them in the Loma Linda area. So as we met together with our partners, we all agreed that this was from the Lord. We started providing them with radios. In some areas, Russell couldn't get into the particular areas because of the fighting or the conflict going on. So he would often take his Cessna airplane, and we had people in Canada making small parachutes. He would turn the radio on as it was attached to the parachute when he let it out of the Cessna airplane about 50 feet above the target house, clearing, whatever it happened to be. And he would drop these, and he's dropped almost 100,000 of these parachutes into Colombia. Not all of them with radio, some of them with Bibles and other literature. But God has been changing Colombia. I believe that Colombia is the only country in South America where the guerrillas, many of them, not all, but many, many of them, have laid down their arms and have brokered peace with the military. That's because of what the gospel has done in Colombia.
Amen. Amen.
It's great to be in radio ministry, isn't it?
It is. It is. I can't say we've ever dropped any radios from a parachute, but you never know who's being affected. But we know that God promises that his word will bring forth fruit. And when we get to heaven,
I'm trying to figure, when they go to heaven, they're going to take their little parachute with them when they get up there.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to let me interview you here on Lighthouse Conversations. Thank you for sharing about how God has used you. And thank you for being willing instruments to be used of God for these 30 plus years as he has been using Galcom International to provide solar radios and radio station technical support around the world.
It's been our privilege.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or lighthouse, B-I-M-I, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.